over the years. I've been here since 2011. We've been in operation since then. We run a two-year education in golf. It's a level 3 BTEC. It's a national diploma equivalent to 3 A levels. So the students have an opportunity to excel in education, and there's a holistic golf program that runs alongside that, so they can develop through their time with us here in the 2 years. They can progress as you know, there's no real barriers to where they can really take their game to.
It's changed a little bit as well. You said you used to be based, I think, closer to the hotel, and now we've got this purpose-built facility, very impressive behind us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic facility to have now. The students have indoor and outdoor practice facilities specific to their needs. We have TrackMan available for the students to used in various different ways. Obviously, we use it for a lot of testing, and we use it to help them develop their games with our coaching. So it's something that the players on tour are using as an intricate part of their day-to-day progression. So we feel that that's a massive plus for the students here to have access to.
And they're based here as well during the week?
Yes, the students are here. They're based on site. We have international students that stay with us 7 days a week, but we also have students from around the UK who are based here 5 days a week and go home at the weekends. The hotel have a fantastic facility here that they have available to the students. From gym, swimming pool, four-star restaurants and hotel rooms, really two great golf courses, driving range, practice facilities. So for an aspiring golfer, there's not much left to the imagination.
It's basically everything that we would have wanted growing up is here.
Absolutely, yeah. I look back and myself and sometimes. When I used to come in from school and you had kind of half an hour to play around with, and you'd maybe do a little bit of pitching and chipping out your back garden, you kind of look at what some of these students have available to them now, and it's a fantastic opportunity that they're being provided with.
So no excuses for them to not go on and be the next Rory or Jordan. More than a dozen of your students are going to be playing at St Andrews next week, which we'll come to in just a moment. But how much, have you got any real success stories of how much a golfer's game has come on here in the 2 years you've been running?
Yeah, so we've qualified two-year groups so far. It's always a question that parents and students alike ask us when they come to open days. What have some of the students gone on to? One of our students from the very first year, a Norfolk guy, Jack Yule, he's currently in the top 50 in the European amateur rankings. A couple of our students have gone on to Division I colleges in the United States, where they're going to pursue a degree program and obviously try and further their golf as much as they can. We've had numerous county champions while at the school, so Essex County champions, Norfolk County champions, Suffolk County champions, Cambridge girls county champions. So, in our short space of time here, our results have been very good, and we're looking at pushing these guys over the next few years to see if we can really push them as far as we can go, and as you say, hopefully one day in years to come have the next Lee or Rory at some stage on tour.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it, if one of them did come back. For there's always that crowning moment, isn't there? Remember when Justin Rose won his first major, and he goes back to the golf club where it all started. To have a moment like that here, you don't want to put a timescale on it or put any pressure on them. But
no, absolutely, because golf is one of those games that there's huge longevity in the sport. And I think that's one thing that we try and instill in the students coming into the program, that yes, it's a two-year program, but after they qualify with us, the world's their oyster, really. They'll have a great education where they can go on to many different fields, whether it's university or whether they want to pursue a playing career. You know, there's lots of different options available to them once they qualify from the school. So, you know, whether it's, you know, they make it at 18 or 19, or whether it could be 5 years at 25 or 6 down the road, you know, hopefully the structure and the discipline that we instill at the school here, they can continue that to take with them on their journey once they leave us.
What's happening next week at St Andrews then? This is quite a big step.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting week next week. Obviously a long distance to travel, but you know, we're very much up for the fight. We over the last few years have you know, qualified from the area region here. We won the area this year. One of our second year students, Reese Mayers, he won the individual prize. So next week is a big event. There's world amateur ranking points available for that. We're competing against in the region of 16 or 17 other colleges and schools around the UK. So we've got two teams from our Cheshire school and two teams from the Essex school here that are going up to challenge for the individual and the team trophy. So we look forward to playing a great course at the Duke's course in St Andrews, and hopefully we'll be bringing the trophy home.
That's a terrific experience, isn't it? They've got some great facilities here. I know the course here is wonderful as well, and it's hosted some prestigious tournaments over the years. To go to St Andrews though, a lot of them, I imagine it'll be for the first time.
Well, yeah, you know, a few of our first years and second years have already been, because we do work experience with the European Tour and IMG, where the students have been to St Andrews and King's Barons earlier this year anyway, where they did some work for the tour, as I say. But obviously to return there with the weather being a bit better and have an opportunity to actually play on some of that hallowed turf, and you know, just to be around St Andrews, it's a special place. You know, it's quite exciting. You know, we've had some easy picks for the team, and then there's been some qualifying, so you know, there's been some dogged days in the golf course leading up to it, and you know, those who are going rightfully all have their place, and you know, they're really looking forward to it.
Well, wish you the very best of luck. Probably a little bit late for me in terms of recruitment, but how does somebody find out more about the Lee Westwood Golf School and hopefully become a part of it?
Well, you know, obviously the school is essentially the golf and education program over a 2 year period, but we do cater for all age groups. You know, we do individual and group coaching for you know, any age groups of all abilities. You know, they can go through our website at info@leewestwoodgolfschool.com, or you know, contact us here directly. You know, in the office, our office hours are Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and you know, we'd be more than happy to hear from any keen golfers and hopefully help them develop their games.